Well, good evening, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Nightlife. I'm Nightlife Lex, and I appreciate you guys tuning in with me. I'm not sure if you guys have ever questioned the new fifth generation cellular network technology as we know of as 5G. Have you ever asked what is 5G? Have you ever asked yourself what is 2G, 3G, 4G, any of that? Like, okay, let's back up. And the basics are that these 5G, 2Gs, whatever you may want to call them, actually helps our internet move a bit faster, allow us to download videos and music, movies even faster. That's what we are aware of, right? Well, I have something to tell you, and I would love to share it with you. I need you to brace yourself. Be mindful. May want to take note, you know, of the pros and the cons. There's really no pros to this. It's really more of a con to us and our society. As you know, we are in the nightlife where we bring up relevant news for today. I speak on anything involving our culture, anything involving with our community, within its music, fashion, or just the lifestyle of our people. And this is something that needs to be brought up front to everyone in this world. So I'm here to bring my cautious and my awareness mind that this is just something serious. I don't know if you guys understand how serious this is, but I'm here to just give you a few cues and notes on what's going on right now, you know. But let me start by answering the question, what is 5G? 5G is the fifth generation cellular network technology. The industry association defines any system using 5G software, and you know the definition that came into general use by 2018. So basically 5G is fairly new. It hasn't really even dropped yet to the public, let's say, perhaps, but it's something that they're going to bring to the forefront and bring to you, and you're going to be stuck with it. But I want to let you guys know that it is not safe. 5G is not safe at all. You guys got to understand that you can no longer assume your wireless technology is safe, man. It's so much involvement within radiation to where that's an understatement. That's a fucking understatement. 2020, 2021, man, it's going down. And I'm not trying to sound like no conspiracy theorist at all. I've actually done research. I've actually read. I've actually had encounters myself with my experiences to where I'm like, damn, what's really going on? Well, it changed my lifestyle. You know, this 5G is supposed to connect internet to every fucking thing. I mean, everything. Billions and billions of microchips. This 5G is going to hit the urban areas all over to where it's going to be in your backyard, and that's a fact. Cell towers are going to be everywhere like crazy. I'd be damned if you think it's not. They're going to be placed in trees, street lights. It's already going on, though. Sides of buildings, schools, your home, your apartment. Please pay attention to what's going on around you. Watch your surroundings. Just pay attention to things. You know what I'm saying? So you can understand where I'm coming from. I will be sharing a link with the podcast so you guys can actually watch this video what I've referenced. Just one. This is one video of a few that I have watched. I have a few articles and also paperwork that I have established myself, printed out, read, highlighted, took notes on just how crazy these motherfuckers think we are. In real life, man. you know, we all have our cell phone services, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, or whatnot. You know, they all are involved in this. You know, these microwatts that are being placed out from the cell towers, from the towers that are generating out this radiation that is fucking killing us. From the United States and Canada alone, it's from 600 to 1,000 microwatts. When I tell you 0.1 to 0.2, 0.3, 0.4 microwatts can fuck us up. So just imagine 600 to 1,000 microwatts. Like, it's out of control. I just want you to brace yourself. And I want to let you know that this 5G, this 5G is assault frequencies. Let me say that again. This is assault frequencies. This is an economic terrorism. This is a health hazard, bro. And these electro waves and electromagnetic forces are here, and they're going to come strong, hitting hard. I mean, extremely hard. These are high gear antennas that the government and these high-end corporate companies are putting out so they could fry ass up. It's sort of an interrogation to me. You know, I feel as though for you to be able to have this much power and put this much out into the world, into our cities, where it really affects us. They are targeting us as an individual, not as a group or a city or a nation, as an individual. Each one of us and our children, by the way. You know, the exposure is much more. You know, like, we use our phones all day, bro. I'm not going to sit here and play with you. I got two phones right now. I decided to cancel one of my phones and keep one to where, you know, I wish I didn't need the phone at all, man. I wish I didn't, but it's a form of communication. But I'm thankful. I thank God for allowing me to start changing my way of using the phone to where now with my new work environment, I cannot use my phone. So 8 hours out the day, I'm not touching my phone. I might check it every 3 hours, but fairly, I don't use my phone like I was. And I could feel a big difference in my sleep. I could feel a big difference in my thinking. My it's changed. And I'm not just saying this. This is a fact. This is within the past 5 months, I would say. Now, let me share this with y'all, man. Now, let me just let y'all know, I'm just giving y'all information that's fucking my head up. You know what I'm saying? And I just want you to be aware, just as I am being aware, and what not going forward. And the nightlife is about, you know, sharing resources and sharing information to others and hoping that you guys take heed to the information, man. This is no joke. Please pay attention. Do you know what the G stand for? It stands for generation. Okay? Like I said, these are for quicker downloads, fast everything. Everybody want their phone to be fast. Everybody want to scroll up faster. I mean, for what? I'm thinking it's already good and decent now. But baby, I guess y'all want shit by the speed of light, because it's about to go down. And if you keep on and thinking this shit all sweet and dandy and being blinded, then, you know, I'm praying for myself first, me and my child and my family. And you know, I do the same for everyone else. You know, the 1G was created just for voice. Just like we just had the regular little flip phones. That was 1G. 2G, again, same, but you can talk and text. Okay? 3G was strictly, is going down the internet, you know. 4G was just the digital migration that was completed with everything, and it just like changed to where everything was more faster. You know, have you ever had your phone and you run out of data and it goes slower when you hit that 3G? But when you got that 4G, you on fire. So what you think about 5G? Nigga, that 5G, I'ma just tell you, please run the other way. Period. And these are microwave warfares that's going on, y'all. They damaging our people. They're used as weapons. They've done this previous times in other countries as well. Just fucking it up, man. You don't know you being targeted, man. This 5G radiation causes cancers, neurological damages, bleeding from the nose, headaches. You know, we in a fucking trance right now. And it's too much strong evidence, man. It's bad. Don't just listen to me. Go do your own research. Don't just listen to me. You know, you gonna hear me out. You may not want to hear me out. But just go figure it out and find out. You know what I'm saying? You know, there was thousands of studies, man. They had DNA damages, exhaustion, heart failure, short attention spans, breast cancer, eye damage, brain cancers. And did y'all know LeBron James had a solitary tumor? He had a solitary tumor, which came from that damn cell phone. Guess what? Samsung gave him a motherfucking endorsement and made him the spokesperson after that. Alright? They don't give a fuck about us. Now, if you sitting here and you like, damn, well, how the fuck can I stop this? You know, I don't know where all of you guys are from or where you're located. I'm from New Orleans, but I'm in Houston. Excuse me. I'm in Houston. And Houston was one of the first urban cities to let the 5G hit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better ask Sylvester Turner. You feel me? Better ask that boy. And if you feel like this information that I'm giving you, and if you feel like this is something that you need to try to not have in your city, or try to take away it from being around you, or you and your family away from your home, or just try to alleviate yourself from it, I have a few things, that I can give you. At the same time, you know, we talking right now. We freestyling. And I love to just give some informal information, okay? Well, we have attorney Ray Broomhall, who I'm referencing from, who stopped the rollout in Australia, actually. He's been doing this for years, over 10 years now. So this shit been going down, you know. It's like kind of too late, but we can also stop it before it go to the extreme, which is coming very, very soon. You can always go get a restraint protection order, a restraint application, let's say, perhaps, you know, against these 5G towers. Again, guys, these 5G towers are getting placed into trees. They're tearing down mature trees, big, huge trees. You know, the trees that been there for hundreds of years. Some, they're knocking so many trees down. It's a shame. And also, they're putting the cell towers in some of these trees, palm trees. Google it. Just Google it, bro. So, you know, you could have, like, a fucking restraint protection order. An assault being taken against, you know, taken against them, you know what I'm saying? Without concern, apply force directly or indirectly, let's say perhaps, you can complain about this 5G. You can complain about how so many things, like, they're applying force. Now, let me back up. So, you guys are probably asking, what's a restraint application? What's the protection order of restraint? You know, it's basically without concern, apply force indirectly or directly, you know, just from the electro radiation. If you've been in your house and your neighbor decides, you know what I'm saying, they want to put 5G towers around, you can file a complaint of assault and have evidence showing your fear, your fucking fear of 5G. You got to have expert evidence, though, because y'all got to understand these people really don't. They already know it. Already a game. It's a game. Like, they know what it's hitting for. So you got to come hard and come with the shits. You know, you got to have expert evidence. You got to have a reasonable fear. You know what I'm saying? How this is not good for your health. You need to see a doctor, and a doctor who's willing to give you the proof that you need, to fill out this paperwork that you need, to bring front table to the goddamn courts about your situation. You know, there are doctors that are willing to help, and there may not be some. You know what I'm saying? You need to talk to them about how the towers are hurting you, how you are feared for your life and your family's life, and they're gonna tell you if it's safe or not. Ask questions. They're gonna tell you if it's safe or not. So, this is just something I'm hoping that it just give you like an eye opener. Like, what? What the fuck? I don't know if you guys, you know what I'm saying? You probably like, 5G, this shit ain't about nothing. It's just gonna make my phone go faster. Nah, man, it's bigger than that. It's way bigger than that. And I please, please, please advise anyone and everyone who's listening to this right now to please check out the link that I have. You know, please check it out so you can see what I see. I just want to share that with you. What is 5G? I just gave you a little substantial amount of information about what 5G can do and what it causes and how it will affect our lives in the future. And it's just not about 5G. Just how we handle things in our daily routine with our phones. You know what I'm saying? Just like, it's not good. Please try your best to live as righteous as you can, you know? Like I said, man, y'all guys, we in the nightlife. If you want any more information, make sure you guys tap in at nightlifemusic.com. You can follow me on Instagram, in the nightlife. Nightlife Lex. You could Google us. Just check out some of our features, as we will cover more of relevant news today. This is a transformation. We're doing this with purpose. You know what I'm saying? No foo-foo. No foo-foo shit. We're doing this with purpose. This is no game. And I really love y'all and I appreciate you. I'm so thankful and grateful for you today. And I hope you guys have a good night. Peace.